Hello, welcome back to Bayhouse Buzz. Sadly, we are without the lovely Miss Perry because she has been abducted by aliens.
Ooh!
Speaking of that, that was Votes for Schools this week. Are aliens real or not? What do we think about that?
I think that aliens could possibly be real, but I do think that Earth is the first place that's got aliens.
Nice.
I think aliens are real because I am one, so...
Jack is an alien.
What
do you think, Summer?
I think they might be real because the whole like Mars theories and everything to do with that.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that could back it up. Yeah.
The thing with aliens is they're probably not what science fiction makes them out to be. As they're not like, they're not going to be little green humans. They're probably going to be like us. But thing was, humans took so many millions and millions of years to evolve, so on some distant planet there's probably a less evolved human or a more evolved human.
That is a very fair point.
So who are we with? Hello, this is Mrs. Shields, the deputy head of year 11 for wellbeing.
So Miss Shields, what do you think of aliens? Do you think they're real?
I really don't. I'm quite boring. I don't believe in all that.
Is there any reason behind that?
No, I think I just watched too many films and they made them too unbelievable. To be honest, I feel like they made them seem ridiculous. So if they are real, then yeah, films have ruined that for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who are we with?
Mrs. Lucas.
What do you teach?
I teach at PE.
And what do you think about aliens? Do you believe they're real?
Ooh, I do believe there's definitely some kind of life on another planet. We can't be the only ones.
Who are we with?
You are with Mr. Owens.
What do you teach?
Science.
And do you believe in aliens? Do you think they're real?
Yes, and yes.
What are the reasons?
Probability.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what do you think of aliens? Do you believe they're real?
Yes, but I don't know whether they've visited or not.
Why?
Like, well, there has to be aliens out there because we can't be the only people in the whole of the universe. That's crazy. But I don't know whether about them visiting. I'm not sure. I have watched a few things though. It is quite convincing, some of the things you've seen.
Yeah, I think science fiction is very convincing of...
No, but like, you know, like documentaries on Netflix, yeah. A lot of them, they've got quite good evidence. But then I think the pit of me that doesn't want to believe it is that I don't want to see one myself. So if I don't believe it, I can just be like, that's not going to happen to me. Does that make sense?
So who are we with?
Miss Brogman.
And what do you teach?
German and French.
And do you believe in aliens?
I think it's not a matter of... believe. I think there's a plausibility that there's life somewhere out there.
And we also have had Hot Chocolate Friday, so we sadly don't have the names, but
shout out to everyone who got Hot Chocolate Friday.
Yeah, very well done. So we have had an assembly every single year group on knife crimes and antisocial behaviour, where we had a sergeant come in and talk to every single year group about like the dangers of knife crime, what you should do if you're in that situation, and how antisocial behaviour is like very common in certain places, and how knife crimes have gone up over the past like sort of year, months, every week. And he said like someone sort of gets murdered like every week, I think was
yeah,
the statistic.
One teenager every week gets is a victim of knife crime.
Yeah, so it was very well educated. How do we think that went?
I think it was very interesting, especially what he told us to do, which was basically run. I think that really showed how our society is evolving in a violence oriented kind of way, that we shy away from danger.
I think a lot of people fear running away from the crime. They think they are big enough and strong enough to stop it themselves, when really, when faced with a weapon, you're not likely to survive.
Yeah, and he also made a very good point that if someone brings a knife into school, you don't then go and encourage other people, because if you go, oh, hey, I got a knife, why don't you bring a knife in, like along those lines, that's just encouraging. So we said, don't do that, because then that increases the risk of knife crimes happening. So if someone has brought a knife into school, or like you know of someone that carries a knife around, try to persuade them to sort of stop doing that, because it is dangerous to everyone else around them and everyone like out in public and in school. So we got to try and decrease the amount of knives that are being carried around, which will decrease the amount of knife crimes.
So what else is happening in school next week?
Well, for all of you paper aeroplane making lovers, next week we have a house paper aeroplane making you know, tournament.
Competition, yeah.
Yeah. So, good luck, and may the odds be ever in your favour.
So, yes. Please do that. You will earn points, and I think the further you throw the plane, and like, sort of,
the
if it crosses a certain line, your points will go up. I think what it was like, you get like 10 points for just taking part.
Yep, it's the taking part that counts.
So, good luck.
I thought it was the winning that counts.
Everything counts. Just
everything
making
counts.
The plane and chucking it counts, because you're earning points, and points mean prizes.
So, Summer, what's something potentially scary for the Year 11s coming up?
Oh, we have just had our first Year 11 round of mocks, and next week we find out our mock results, which is quite scary for all the Year 11s, because we have another round of mocks coming up, and then our GCSE. So it's like, quite scary to find out our grades and where we are at the moment, to sort of figure out where we need to revise and like our weak spots, weak subjects, to then, you know, work towards getting a pass and higher for our actual GCSEs.
Results from the fixtures that have happened this week. On Monday, the Year 10-11 basketball team unfortunately lost to Bridgemary in a close tie, 18-10. Tuesday, the Year 7 basketball boys won 7-0 against Broome Park. On Wednesday, the Year 8 and 9 basketballs had a gigantic victory, 25-4 against Broome Park. And finally, on Thursday, the Year 10 boys travelled all the way to Farnborough, about an hour and a half away, where they won a Hampshire Cup fixture 6-4 against Wavell School.
So that is the end of this Bay House Buzz podcast. Hopefully we will be back next week with more of the Bay House Buzz team, because we don't have the full team. So we'll be back, and we'll be back with more people, so stay tuned.
And Miss Perry.
And
Miss
Perry.
She'll be back from her alien holiday.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Bye.